Darcy Watergrave, Sports Talk host, is with us, Darcy.
Hello there, Heather.
I've already spoken about Qatar. What do you think about Qatar?
About Qatar? I think that what's happened with the rest of the so-called sport washing globally, I say that because I'm not sure if Qatar can be put in the same group as Saudi Arabia with the way they behave. I think that's probably a little unfair. But what's happened is every other sport in the world has basically dropped to their knees under the cosh of cash. And so it's actually really easy for rugby to go, sure, where do we sign?
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to judge them anymore. Because
who else is going to give them commercial returns of $1.7 billion?
They have got so much money tied up. And let's face it, they'll be in a pile of trouble when that class action comes up against them when it comes to the concussion situation. They need as much money as they can get. We've seen what happened with NZR. Gone off to Silver Lake to sell the family jewels. Running short already. Like, where can we get some more? You got some more money? We don't care because nobody else does. The yacht don't. The boxers don't. UFC doesn't. The footballers don't. The tennis players don't.
World
the golf.
Aquatics.
It's gone on and on and on. So now it's just like, okay, I suppose the issue is with a number of people, if it's going to go for 8 consecutive years, just the finals, just the weekend, which would be quite a spectacular event, it takes it away from the fan group. We don't get to go and see the final because we've got to go and stay in Qatar. It's going to cost us an arm and a leg to get there, to stay there. But let's face it, watching sport these days, we all watch it on the TV.
But I mean, we don't even know necessarily. Yeah, we don't even know necessarily. I mean, so it's 8 consecutive years. It's every second year, right? So that's 4 finals.
Yeah, that's what they're looking at.
Between 12 nations, we don't even know that we would get it in any case. So it doesn't really matter.
Oh, that's depressing. Thanks, Heather.
Isn't that true? What are we going to do? Send them all to Eden Park?
Yeah, precisely. Well, it won't be Eden Park then. It'll be, probably will be. When does that information come out?
Oh, that due to make it. I think apparently Eden Park has been picked by Auckland Council as the preferred option, we are told, off the record. And then I think they're due to make a vote on it mid-May. I think it was?
Something like that. So 3 weeks into May and then they'll run from there and we'll see what happens.
I think this text sums it up. Heather, the dead sport of rugby does not have enough money to have morals.
It doesn't.
No,
and
exactly.
I think the information that's come out as well through Sanzar and through NZR saying we won't comment on this and that, to me that says they've signed already. They're just trying to work out a way to tell everybody that that's what they've done.
We don't care about
they
people, we just need dollars.
They don't. It doesn't matter to them.
If NRL gets rid of the long kickoff, what do they do instead?
Well, that is the question for the ages, and I don't know. Someone suggested to me they'll make it a short kickoff. Maybe you can only drop the ball, say, 15, 20 metres, and that's it, no further. So what happens? Some guy comes running off the back fence, like your Fikapali Asina from back in the day. You take the short kickoff, and then you just lob it in the air to old mate who's steaming at about 400 kilometres an hour, who's going to run straight into the back anyway.
Break through the barricades.
It's part of the collision base. This is it. You can't keep going through changing the laws of the game because it's unsafe. We wouldn't race cars if that was the case.
Yeah.
Look, there are issues, no doubt, but people know, they understand. It's like, how do you mitigate head injuries in UFC? You don't play it. You don't involve yourself in it.
As somebody in rugby said this morning, everything in the world, everything in life has a risk attached to it.
Oh,
right?
Everything. Being alive's fatal, last time I checked.
Yeah, absolutely. Always is, isn't it? Darcy, thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, so what
have
you got tonight?
And we've got Dr. Leon Goldsmith, Otago University, talk about the Qatar situation and how that works. And Tohu Harris, the captain of the Waz, is also going to join the program.
Oh, he's lovely, isn't he?
He looks like
such a nice man.
He is.
He does.
He is. He took
Gentle
an interview
giant.
Once at a cafe in Sylvia Park with his family one after the game.
Yeah.
It's like, he was like, yeah, sure, Das, no worries. Had a bit of a chat.
How do you reckon he wears his hair when he's not playing? Is it out? And just like Samson?
Bit of Jason Momoa going on there.
You think
there? So? I think possibly,
because that top knot, I don't reckon that's a daily occurrence.
You don't think so? What about pigtails?
That's the kind of thing you would do.
You are so weird.
Darcy, thank you. Appreciate it. Darcy Watergrave, Sports Talk host.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.